And the other item, the other issue under this item is nominations. So would someone like to propose a mechanism for nominating people that we can all agree on?
Madam Chair,
can I speak?
Yes, please, go ahead.
I think you should just open the floor for nominations for the officer positions first, starting from chair, then vice chair, then secretary. The nominations for committees could be a little more complicated. I'm really not quite sure how you want to handle that. But for the officers, at least, I think we should just go down the line.
This is Maskila. I agree with that.
Okay. And the nomination section is for the committees is item 9, so we'll get to that later. Okay, so do you want to let's see. So are there any objections to nominating, concluding the nominations tonight at this meeting?
Madam Chair, understanding, I guess.
That's yes, go ahead. What's your request?
Okay, the nomination for director representative to national committees, number 9, is for the committees, but not for the chair, secretary, and vice chair.
Correct. So we're on item 6 now, so we're just going to nominate. We're talking about the nomination process for the officers.
Chair, vice, secretary, and vice chair.
Right.
Yeah. You made a reference to item 9. This is not item 9.
Oh, correct. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're only talking about how we're nominating the officers right now.
This is Maskila. Can we begin the process for nominations, or do we have to wait?
Sure. I'm just waiting to hear if there's any objections to this process, to nominating all the officers tonight. Okay, hearing no objections, let's start the nominations.
This is Maskila. I nominate Nancy Sorden for chair. Do you accept Nancy Sorden?
Yes. Are there other nominations?
This is Alex Steinberg. I nominate Grace Aaron for chair.
This is Grace. I accept the nomination.
Mansoor would like to nominate Bill Crozier.
Okay. Any other nominations?
Dwayne Lark would like to nominate Nancy Sorden for chair.
Okay. Thank you, Dwayne. Any other nominations?
Point of order.
Yes, point of order? Who's that?
Who's that?
Yes.
I don't believe you asked the last two nominees if they were willing to accept.
Who was that? For the record, who was
that? Oh, I'm sorry, that was James. James, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you, James. Thank you. Okay, point well taken. Yes. Grace accepted. Okay, so Bill, did you accept? Do you accept the nomination to be chair?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Madam Chair, parliamentarian for the staff.
Yes, Ms. Carlementarian.
2 points that I wanted to make. Silence means consent. The person's nominated and you hear silence, that means they automatically that they accept. If they don't accept, of course, they do have to speak up and say I decline. That's one point. The other point is that at some point, the nominations for each office should be closed. For the meeting tonight, of course, when you go by email, other nominations can be made from the floor, et cetera. But that's the second point, is that at some point, nominations should be closed and go on to the next office.
Okay. Okay, I'm just, thank you very much. I am waiting to see if there are any further nominations. And we have already established that write-ins are allowed, so the nomination and the vote would take place at the same time, correct?
What?
Yeah, correct. That would be the nomination, the write-ins would be email.
Right, okay. So it wouldn't be like a separate email to nominate someone. It would be done as a write-in. They're nominated and voted on all at the same time.
By way of email.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Madam Chair, a request for information.
Yes, Jan?
Yes. I wanted to find out, I'm assuming that we would be voting IRV, instant runoff elections, so that, you know, you'd vote for your first choice, your second choice, your third choice. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I don't hear any more nominations for chair. We'll take nominations for the secretary.
This is Grace. Oh, I'm sorry. Not vice chair?
Well, I'm just doing them in the order they were on the agenda.
Sorry. This is Grace. I'd like to nominate Bill Crozier to be secretary.
Okay.
Mansoor would like to be recognized.
Yeah, I accept.
Okay, Mansoor, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to nominate Dwayne Lark or and Muscula Washington for that position.
This is Muscula. I decline.
Okay. Dwayne, do you accept?
And that is what position?
Secretary.
Decline.
Okay. Let's see. How about...
May I nominate one more person, just in case?
Yeah.
Mansoor. Adrian.
Okay. Adrian. Do you accept the nomination as secretary?
No, I'm sorry. I decline.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may I have a point of request for information?
Yes, Jan?
I want to ask if for some, you know, if Bill got elected chair and he got elected secretary, would we have another chance to, for instance, find somebody who is not on the P&B to be secretary?
We could do that. Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
Also, I could remind people that you can self-nominate if you like. So I would like to make the point that being a secretary, basically you don't have to write the discussion. You have to write the decisions that were made. You have to write down the vote count. since we are meeting telephonically, we record who all the votes were. You have to, who got not just the yeses and the noes. We have to ask each person individually. We have to the secretary help prepare the agenda, and it's a way to really know what's going on in the PNB and in Pacifica. That's the big perk of being the secretary. So I would encourage, if you're interested, to nominate yourself.
Mansoor would like to be recognized on this topic.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
I was going to say that Bill Crozier has done a very wonderful job and has everything down to a science, so he can, whoever would be our secretary can help. And I would like to nominate Lawrence Reyes for that position.
Okay. Lawrence,
I'd like to recognize.
Yes, please. Seth
Wayne? Thank you for the consideration, Mansoor, but I decline at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Was that, did I hear Dwayne? Was that
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead, Dwayne.
Thank you for acknowledging me. In the interest of diversity of our national board and my three-time serving as local chair and vice chair, I nominate myself as vice chair.
Okay.
Madam Chair, point of order, we haven't got to that point yet. Am I right?
Yep. I'll put that down for later. Are we done nominating secretaries? Are we done nominating secretaries? Okay. All right, we have one nomination for vice chair. Do we have any others?
Mansoor, would like
Adrian,
to be recognized.
I'd like to nominate.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Adrian.
1 second. I need to address the point of order. Who's calling a point of order?
This is Alex. If I am following correctly, we only had one nomination for secretary?
I believe Adrian accepted also.
No,
I did not.
No.
Oh, you did not. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I wrote it down, but I can cross you off.
If there is only one nomination for secretary, then we don't need an election for secretary.
Right. We could have write-ins.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
Mansoor would like to be recognized for vice chair nomination.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Jan Goodman, I would like to ask Jan Goodman to run for the vice chair. Thank you.
Adrian would like to be recognized for nomination.
Okay, Jan, do you accept?
I would like to think about it depending on who else gets nominated, please.
Okay. Okay, Adrian, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Sabrina Jacobs for vice chair.
Okay, Sabrina, do you accept?
Yes, I accept.
Okay. Are there other nominations for vice chair?
Madam Chair, this is Jan Goodman. Decline to be nominated. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Mansoor. Yes. Would you be kind enough, just for the sake of numbers, election, and this and that, just in case, would you be willing to serve as a vice chair?
I would.
Okay. I would like to nominate Nancy Sorden for vice chair. Thank you.
Okay. I would also like to nominate someone. I would like to nominate Mansoor for vice chair.
I decline for the sake of one reason, and that is because I'm so involved with fund drives at KPFK and outside activities of behind-the-scenes KPFK. My time is really, I wish to do that, but I can't because I really would like to rebuild KPFK before anything else.
Okay. Any other nominations for vice chair? Okay, hearing no nominations, no further nominations. Bill, could you read who you have for the nominations for each position?
Okay, let's see, for chair, with Nancy, Grace, and Bill. For secretary, we have Bill, me. For vice chair, we have Dwayne, Sabrina, Nancy. That's all.
Okay. All right, thank you, everyone. Okay, so we are through with the nominations process. We're going to our executive director report. We have 20 minutes for report and Q&A. Maxie, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. So for the new members, I'm Maxie Jackson III. I'm the executive director of the Pacific Foundation. I sent an email to all the new members. I wanted to read it just for the record, if that's okay. It says, please accept this correspondence as my official welcome to the new directors of the Pacifica National Board. You signed up at a pivotal time in the long history of the foundation. Efforts to move Pacifica into the 21st century of content, engagement, development, and governance are in full motion. Committees of the PMB are engaged in rich discussions on how to revive a once compelling and consequential media enterprise. The financial insecurity of the foundation is well documented. Institutional, structural, and systemic deficiencies have been exposed. Solutions-oriented approaches to fiscal solvency are being explored. Research-based and data-driven radio station operations are being implemented. You have the opportunity to join a movement to reposition the Pacifica Foundation as a media network fueling progressive discourse, activism, and agency. I was recently asked what is a favorable trait of the governing board of the Pacifica Foundation. My response, passion. I'm here to assist you in defining next steps. A strategic plan, operational objectives, and measurable goals are required. Like me, I'm sure you are motivated primarily by public service. You became a member of the family because you believe in the mission and our capacity for impact. For your review, I've attached a PDF of a document I presented to the PMB at the beginning of 2019, titled Executive Director Vision Statement. This is my contribution to a larger conversation I hope leads to a strategic plan for the organization. I'm currently working with members of the PMB to bring forth concepts explored within this vision. I'm hoping you'll be inspired to do the same. I look forward to working with you. Furthermore, I look forward to understanding your unique perspectives and opinions relevant to the work ahead, upward and onward. So, to begin my report, I wanted to update you on the fact that I spent the beginning of this week working intimately with the folks down in South Carolina, the National Educational Telecommunication Association, better known as NETA. We are working on a Pacifica transition that has been accelerated. It's probably important that you know that NETA has been contracted by the organization, if you didn't know already, to handle financial management and accounting services for us. Already, through the work we've been working on, NETA knows now what is in the bank, cash flow they can make available in very short order. annual audit and annual reports, the field work for the fiscal year 17 audit scheduled for April 15th through the 19th of this year. It'll be a two-week process. The results will be supplied before beginning of May by the auditors. The goal is to get this board's approval shortly thereafter to move things forward. Field work for the fiscal year 18 audit is scheduled for May 20th through the 24th of this year. Payroll and benefits is another aspect of their work. We're specifically looking at administrative access to Paylocity, working with them to making sure that all of the access points to payroll and benefits they have. Pacifica's payroll responsibilities is another one of the aspects of the work that we've been focused on. Another is the human resource support, also listed in their core services to the foundation, creating formal and industry standard staff and management evaluation processes is one major aspect of the work in this area. Another is to assist this board with hiring a full-time chief financial officer. Management support and guidance is another area of concern or of activity. We're defining appropriate customer relationship management systems, otherwise known as CRM, streamlining operations, and instituting proper controls, all important as we move forward. And then another aspect of the work that we have been working on over the last few days, and actually before that, is, of course, accounting oversight, instituting industry standard best practices across the network, ensuring ethical and efficient financial management, working with business managers to do the following: A, request bank statements and reconciliation; B, review accounts payable on a weekly basis. That is not currently how we do it, but we are trying to move that process to a weekly standard versus what has often been much more like a monthly or random process. And then finally, process and close within a two-day window of time the financials in that area. Lastly, getting a handle on all accounts payable, placing them on schedule, and for me, signing off so that we have internal controls provided. Another area that Annetta is working with me to make sure the transition is proper is assuming roles and responsibilities of the former operational controller and part-time staff. I wanted to also make note that as a result of the sudden and necessary freeze on activities out of the Pacifica National office, I will be traveling to Berkeley along with three staff members from NETA. The purpose of the visit is multiple, and I'll list those now. Number one, get control of incoming mail, accounts payable, and accounts receivable, along with other items that are coming in and out of the office. Two, determine files to be scanned or digitized, put in storage, both short and long term, or set for disposal. Number three, locate all deposits for 2018 and 2019 that are not keyed into Great Plains. Number four, review payroll records located at KPFA, even records that don't belong there, that are part of the national office. We're still trying to figure out why they're there. Number five, transfer phone lines so that calls that are incoming to the national office are able to be facilitated by NETA. Number six, collect electronic equipment, cell phone, laptop, and other items, and secure access to desktop computer formerly utilized by operational controller and part-time accountant. I should just probably emphasize here that job actions have been taken on both of the two positions, if you will, that were emanating from the national office in the last week, the operational controller and the part-time accountant position. I can explain reasons for that perhaps in a closed session at another PNB meeting, since there's not one scheduled for tonight. Another aspect for the visit is to work towards closing of the Pacifica National office, contacting the landlord to determine lease arrangements, hire cleaning service, cancel utilities, and establish virtual office presence in addition to sharing space at either KPFA or any one of the Pacifica stations. A couple other things I wanted to note that have nothing to do with NETA or NETA, but that I think are relevant for the ears of the members of this body. Many of you know, a week and a half ago, I hired our national election supervisor for the fiscal year, the 2019 elections for the local station board, Renee Penaloza. She's been confirmed. She, of course, finished as the NES for our last election. She has submitted a proposed timeline and budget, and membership reminder election announcements are the first part of that. They begin as early as May 1st, and the election process should conclude by the end of November 2019. I have a full proposal from her that can be shared with the members of this committee. Updates, greater public webinars addressing the end of fiscal year fundraising are scheduled for April 16th. PRPV membership has been finalized this week for our stations. PRPD stands for Public Radio Program Directors. It'll provide a bevy of resources and best practices, research-based information about how to program, how to build local programs. Specifically, it has resources like a program director's work manual, if you will, as well as how to produce and develop local public affairs programming. We do our audience data through the Radio Research Consortium. We use an instrument called the People Meter. There will be a customized webinar for Pacifica stations scheduled for May 23rd. I've finally been able to get all of our stations aligned with receiving audience data. They've all paid any back debt to the RRC and are on schedule to maintain getting numbers for the long haul. And the reason why that's important is that it's very difficult to assess how successful programming is if you don't know audience numbers. And so that's why that service is vital. System-wide, across the Pacifica network, the five stations in particular, we're doing a Democracy Now! Promotional stunt or strategy that launches May 1st. That date was moved back a little bit. We had hoped to start it earlier, but we're still working on the customized promos to be voiced by Amy Goodman. Lastly, I'm planning to visit each of the Pacifica stations between now and the end of June 2019, if financials are in good shape. The purpose is to communicate compliance matters relative to CPB funding. We anticipate that the audits will be in completed form for us to become eligible, among other things, sometime around the end of June. And so the purpose, again, is that of that sort of tour of the stations is to address areas of compliance with respect to the CPB funding. One of them, of course, is one that you would think we'd have a hold on by now, but we don't, and that is the establishment of compliant and representative community advisory boards. So I'm eager to get around the system and not only determine what's holding us back from making that happen, but to assist in the selection of CAB members moving forward if that's necessary. Also, articulating a restructured Pacifica emphasizing development directors, morning drive programming, and other factors that should assist us in fundraising and development of programming. So that is my report. The last thing I'll do, if I have time, is a quick introduction about who I am per the way we started this meeting. I am the executive director of the Pacifica Foundation. I'm a 20-year veteran of public service, community, and public radio. I've worked with the Pacifica National Board. I'm working with the Pacifica National Board, the local station board, and committees to encourage utility and create informed policy and fiduciary responsibility. Work with the management and staff to manifest best practices relative to all aspects of media operations, to include governance, compliance, engagement, content, and development. Make good on the mission and motions passed by the PNB, and actualize our collective commitment to public service and providing the progressive perspective and voice for the nation. That's it for me.
Thank you very much, Maxie. I would I would take some questions for Maxie now. How much time do we have left, Mansoor?
6 minutes.
Chair, okay. This is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
Yes, Lawrence.
I was just wondering if we could extend time another 6 minutes for questions.
Do I have a second? That would make it 12 more minutes for questions.
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending for 6 more minutes in addition
for
to
right
six
now,
minutes?
Yes. Mansoor objects to that.
Okay.
Should we wait till the 6 minutes come up and then we can take a vote on this?
We have
I'll
a motion on the floor.
It.
No, we have All a motion on the floor. Okay. Okay. Does this take a debate? I forget. I don't think so.
Call of the day for that. Just take a vote on it. I'm sorry. I would like to be recognized. Just
why is it?
Go ahead, Mansoor.
I do apologize for jumping in, but I just would like to use the time a little bit better during this meeting. Than discussing all this stuff that we can do in another meeting. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, okay, so did you want to withdraw your objection so we don't have to go for a vote?
You're right. That's fine with me. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for making sense. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Okay, so I didn't hear any other objections. So we are extended for an additional 6 minutes. Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
Can I
Did
be
you
placed
a...
on the stack? Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. Okay, I'm going to take the stack. Okay, we got Lawrence, Dwayne, anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. Matsy, I appreciate your communicate to us your brief communique that was very effective. Now, what I'd like to add is that did you submit your written report, the one you just read, to the members of the PNB?
I have not, but I'm certainly open to doing so.
If you could please do that, I don't know if that requires a vote, but if you could please do that,
no,
I would appreciate
I'll be sure
it.
To do it. I'll send it to the secretary.
Thank you. And then in regards to programming, as you know, we are under a fascist regime right now where this all sorts of discrimination. Are you also focusing in on the grassroots efforts of those communities and those organizations that are doing the work in the community addressing these issues?
25 seconds.
Lawrence, I'm going to answer that question. It's a bit of a complex one, the way that I see programming. There's a lot of folks that believe you just create programming and hope that it sticks. My philosophy is a bit different. I believe that programming begins with strategic community engagement, and I think it involves mapping the community. It means understanding who are the influencers, both maybe non-traditional and otherwise. And it involves ascertainment work, trying to figure out what exactly are the issues that most matter to the different patchwork communities within the larger footprint of our radio signals. I think once you do that work, then you can begin to develop programming that reflects the needs, wants, and aspirations of the community, both in terms of demographic, psychographic, geographic breakdown. And trying to find common space, shared space, if you will, for some programming, and also giving room for specialized programming for, if you will, niche issues or concerns. So I think once you do that and you develop, we talked about CRM in my report, customer relations management kind of service, if you have that kind of database, possibility, then I think you can do very targeted fundraising and support around the programming that is developed. And I think that's how you can be efficient and effective in meeting the needs of what you described, but also that of the larger station's value proposition to the community. So I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it makes sense. Thank you. And I have 25 seconds, Mansoor. My last question is about the virtual office.
Timekeeper, sorry. Madam Chair, okay. His time is up because of the Q&A.
All right. That's fine. Thank you.
You can get back on the stack after everyone else has had a chance, okay?
Thank you, Chair.
Dwayne, go ahead.
Did you hear Jan Goodman on the stack, by the way?
Oh, no, I didn't. Go ahead. I'll put you on the stack. Dwayne, you're next.
How much time?
90 seconds.
Okay. Max, I have two questions. If you would answer them invertedly, it would be fine with me. I've been fighting here in the local area, privatization of government jobs as well as private entities. And is it equivalent of what we're doing with NEGA, practically not having our own employees, that we've privatized the work that was done by previous employees of the foundation? And secondly, for those who are listening from KPFT last night, one of the new PNB members from KPFT inaccurately described my action of disparaging you. And have you felt disparaged by my tempered questions and challenges of you? Could you answer that in not necessarily in that order?
Yeah.
Madam Chair, point of order, please, Madam Chair, Mansoor.
Point of order, Mansoor?
That's a personal issue, as in the executive director and the board member. It has to deal with the personnel committee, and it shouldn't be in the open.
Point of personal privilege?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not done yet. So that's, I think it's a personal matter that needs to be dealt
with. I'd like to recover my time.
1 second, Dwayne. After it, okay. The point of order is done.
Okay, so I believe this is a personal matter. And it has to be dealt in the personnel committee. Thank you.
Well, Madam Chair, it wasn't done in a personnel committee last night at the LFB meeting. And I would like the record, based on the gentlelady who accused me publicly. And I'd like for those who are listening to hear from the horse's mouth how accurate or inaccurate she was. And I think that's fair.
And may I still continue on a personal point?
Madam Chair,
the parliamentarian would like to weigh in.
All right, Mr. Tatum, could you please give an opinion on this? Thank you. My question was, this seems to be between two people, and if they're willing themselves, go ahead.
Madam Chair, this is a point of order. You make a ruling on the point of order, and don't forget that you can debate, which you were just getting ready to tell me, you can debate that at the beginning and the end of the point of order, and Mansoor has one chance to weigh in on the point of order. Dwayne has one chance to weigh on the point of order, but it will end up being a ruling from you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so this sounds like it is a matter between Dwayne and Maxie, and if it goes no further than the two of them, if it involves discussing someone else, and it sounds like it does because Mansoor is objecting to it, then we should deal with it in a closed session. But if it's just between the two of them, and it doesn't involve anybody else. I think it's up to the. I'll leave it up to the two of them. I'll leave it up to Maxie if he wants to answer this.
I believe that's appropriate.
That's my ruling.
Madam Chair, point of order.
We're in the middle of one point of order. Could you hold on to your point of order?
Sure, Chair.
Timekeeper?
Yes, timekeeper. Yeah,
2 minutes left.
You have to stop the clock for this.
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. 3 minutes left in this one.
Okay. So Matthew,
Madam Chair,
I have to ask you if you would rather wait and answer this in an executive session or
no,
personally.
Not only do I not mind answering the question, but I believe I can answer in a way that will not only satisfy the gentleman who posed it, but speak to the larger matter of criticism, if you will.
Okay, I'm going to allow it then.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was doing my point of order.
Oh, okay. What rule is being broken?
No, I withdraw
broken?
It.
What
I
rule is being
Chair.
Broken?
No, he's saying
I just said that I withdraw it. I withdraw the point of order, Chair.
You what? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I'm withdrawing my point of order.
Oh, you're withdrawing. Okay. I gotcha. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah. So my response is just this. In terms of Mr. Lark specifically, I don't take offense to his challenging things that I assert philosophically, strategically, or otherwise. I get that from all sides of the board, if you will, all members. I encourage it when I'm having conversations with the program directors and the general managers. I am a firm believer in debate, dialogue, and discussion as long as it's civil. And as long as it's for the hope of a peaceful end. At the end of the day, I certainly do have strong opinions and perspectives. I feel confident when I present them to the board and others. And I also know that I'm dealing with very confident and strong individuals on this Pacifica National Board. So I expect to get pushed back. Especially when I'm introducing ideas that are either non-traditional or outside perhaps the realm of what Pacifica has traditionally been. I've always been hired as a change agent. I embrace that approach, especially when I analyze a situation and recognize that there are things that can be done better. And so I don't take any offense to Mr. Lark. I don't take any offense, quite frankly, to anybody who at least approaches me respectfully and fairly. So that's how I look at it.
Okay, Madam Chair, timekeeper, we got 1 minute left in this segment.
Okay,
I didn't answer his second question.
And
go ahead.
Wait a minute.
What's the time on this?
1 minute.
Yeah.
Okay, we also have a question from Jan.
That's fine. The question was about privatization with NETA, with NETA. I would just remind the gentleman that the reason we hired NETA is that there is a desperate need to shore up our financials, to implement best practices, industry standards, and to get beyond what have been some significant inefficiencies in the way that we do financial management and accounting. The more we dig deep into the history of the organization, both in the immediate and distant past, the more troubling the information suggests the financial management of the organization. It's why our audits have been problematic for so many years. And quite frankly, a leading reason why we lost our CPB funding. So I think NETA provides for us an opportunity for a reset, the establishment of best practices and policy that we can move forward with, whether we reassign them beyond the two-year contract or not. But the bottom line is we need a reset, and I think that they're going to help us significantly do that.
Thank you. Jan, what's your question for Maxie?
You know, in the interest of moving on, the time for this segment is over. Let's move on. We need to elect all of our officers and so forth. So
great. Okay, thank you so much. Okay. All right, so we're on to our next item, number 8. Presentation by the PNB chair and committee chairs or members. So just summarizing the work we did this year, and the chairs of the committees that they did. So I'll start. Basically, we started out this year in a very precarious situation. We were not sure we were still going to be around in January. We had a judgment from the Empire State Building hanging over our heads, and we had two pathways to try to decide how to handle it. And we weren't really sure we could get a loan back last year, and so we were looking into bankruptcy. And we were advised a lot on bankruptcy, both the pros and the cons. And Grace Aaron, she went out and found loans for us that were loans for folks who don't have very good credit. And that gave us some hope. And then we found one of the ways that we were going to handle it was via selling a station or swapping a station. And we had a couple of people who we looked at for brokers who we looked at for doing that. And one of the brokers that we hadn't chosen for doing that was Public Media Company. And it turns out they also brokered loans. And so they were approached to see if we really could get a loan with our credit. And they did. Long story short, they got us the loan, and they negotiated with the Empire State Building to reduce the amount that we owed them via getting us out of our very onerous lease with them that kept escalating, and it was going to be going on until 2020. So it took till April to finalize getting the loans and moving from Empire State Building to Four Times Square. Our expenses now are much lower there. We're not accumulating crushing debt that Empire was from the Empire bills, but we still have this very big loan to pay back from that. The loan is paying for itself interest for the first 18 months, which will be up in October, is it? I believe, or in September, and from then on out we have more, another 18 months of interest that we'll have to cover. And at the end of that 18 months, the loan comes due. We can pay the loan down at any time with no penalty. We don't have to continue. Then we would, obviate the interest that we need to pay. We'll just pay the loan off. We can get a big donor for $3 million. So anyway, so that's where we are with that. And then we started dealing with our pension arrears crisis that seemed to be tangled up, tied up in such knots that nobody could figure out what was what, who was owed what, and what contract was in force and all. So we have been working with ERISA lawyers help us untangle that and to make sure that we are doing everything that we need to do to stay in the good graces of the Department of Labor, because the Department of Labor has, we've come to their attention, and the ERISA lawyers have made recommendations for us to do certain things, and we have been doing those. One of them was to set up an administrative committee. And the administrative committee interacts with our third-party vendors that take contributions and invest them and then pay them back out again to the employees. And that is, we're almost got all of that
untangled, and it's a really big job, and we've been paying our lawyers a lot also to help us do that, but hopefully that will be resolved soon and we won't have that expense. And then, of course, we've been working on completing our audits, which we got behind in, starting with the 2014 audit. We are now working on the 2017 audit, if I'm correct. I think I can ask the audit committee chair to fill us in on where we are with that. And also, Maxie told you we went with NETA, N-E-T-A, we voted to have our accounting help done by NETA because our national office, everybody quit. And we had like 1.5 people there. And so we're in the process. We had tried having an outside CFO, but we had to have him be an employee because the bylaws require us to have the CFO be an employee. And we're now looking for a full-time CFO. And we had an election, and that took quite a bit of energy and money from us, but that's over with now, and hopefully this year's election will go much faster. And cheaper and quicker and less confusion. We're kind of like turning a corner, but we're still turning it because we've got the Empire State Building out of the way now, and it's not accumulating any more crushing debt. We also have to deal with the rest of our debts this year, and we're working on bylaw amendments. So I would like for the committee chairs to give a brief report of what their committees have done this year. And so we have the active committees for this year have been the audit committee, the programming committee, the personnel committee, the Strategic Planning Committee, and the Finance Committee. And we started doing the Coordinating Committee, and we ended up just kind of like having a not really working on that. The Coordinating Committee started working on an in-person meeting, but it was felt that that might be too expensive, but we need to revisit that. And the governance committee was not started, neither was the election committee. The affiliates task force was reinstituted, and we got one report from the committee of inclusion from the KPFT. So I would like to ask the audit committee chair if she could give a brief report what was done this year.
And Madam Chair, timekeeper?
Yes.
Timekeeper, yes. We have 1 minute left in this segment, and I would like to ask for additional 10 minutes. So I'll propose 10 minutes extension.
All right. Is there a second?
Jan Goodman.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes after this? Then we're going to go to nominations for the committees. So I hope this will give you some inspiration to join one of the committees. Okay. Any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay, no objection. Okay. With the audit chair, Eileen, could you give a few minutes?
Sure.
Or a minute or so.
How much time is it 90 seconds? Timekeeper is asking, is it 90 seconds per person, or how would you like it to be, Chair?
Oh, that 90 seconds would be good, I think. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right, 90 seconds it is.
With a 30-second warning?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll try to be brief. This is Eileen. Yes, when, let's see, starting with last year's audit committee, we finished shepherding our previous audit firm through the 2016 audit, after which they advised us that they would not be continuing as Pacifica's auditors. They wanted to dedicate themselves to Northern California nonprofits. But I think that perhaps the most important thing that came out of that audit was the various items that they indicated needed improvement in the management letter that is a confidential document. I believe it was shared with the PNB members. We were able to communicate those items to the PNB and beyond so that people could start thinking about how to make those changes. That's part of the work that NETA is doing now to help institutionalize those changes. It's going to be a little bit more than that. After that, we did make the effort and found a new audit firm using a very clear and thorough vetting system, and we ended up with what I think was a great choice, Rogers & Company. Just to give you an idea, our main job really is to approve the audits of the financial statements every year, but we've taken it a little further. We keep up to date with the preparation for the audit, trying to see where there are any roadblocks. I'm going to finish my paragraph.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Trying to see where there are any roadblocks or bottlenecks. We advise the PNB and or the ED of those of any problems or anything we see. I'm thinking that in the future, this is just an idea of mine, that we might be able to coordinate more closely with the Finance Committee, especially on some of the operational issues that ultimately affect the audit. So, you know, they are of concern to us. We were meeting every other week for a while when we felt like we really needed to be up to date or help out or push or know what was going on. We usually have the participation of the auditor and or people from NETA. We have slowed down that rhythm of meetings lately because of just the timetable of the auditors and what's going on. But there are great swaths of time where we only need to meet once a month or so. So I'll just stop there.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Finance Committee Chair, Chris Corey.
Yep, here I am. So I took over as chair about 3 months ago, but just to discharge the general duties of the committee, they are charged with reviewing and recommending the annual budgets for the stations and for monitoring items of a financial impact to the foundation. So needless to say, there were it was a very, very chaotic year in that department. There's a lot of stuff that came up. A lot of it was really large. So just gathering the information necessary for some of these issues was a major challenge for that committee. The loan was an item that came up over the last year here, or just, I guess, slightly more than a year now. And there were also just all sorts of impactful budgetary concerns that happened over that stretch of time as well. In addition to that, the committee passed a set of guidelines for trying to get the budgets in a sequence that allows them to get completed in a more orderly and timely basis. There was limited success implementing that.
10 seconds.
Unfortunately, and the budgets have dragged out endlessly. Most of the budgets have still not even reached the PNB at this point, but we're hopeful that all of them will be coming through within probably the next 30 days. So the work of the committee is not quite complete for 2018, but I'm hopeful that it will be here within the next month. I think that's about it. I'll yield my time to anyone else who wants it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Personnel Committee. I'm going to get the Personnel Committee Chair.
Yes, Jan Goodman. I have been the Chair of the Personnel Committee. Essentially, the Personnel Committee is the committee to which the PNB delegates personnel-related matters. In the past year or so, we worked together to locate a media executive search firm, and then with their help, and their assistance, we went through a process. We located several candidates for the position of executive director, and we hired our new professional executive director, Maxie Jackson III, which was a combination of a lot of work and a lot of input by a lot of people. We also reviewed and revised our personnel manual, which had been in limbo since 2014. It's now almost ready to be published and distributed to all our stations and staff. And this year, we'll be looking to hire a chief financial officer, probably, hopefully, with the assistance of NEDA. I'm not sure how else we're going to do it. Then we'll have to do
time
personnel review of both at an appropriate time, and the CFO and the executive director, and to take on whatever other personnel-related matters the PNB delegates to us. Thank you.
All right, great. Thank you. That's right, and that's one of the things that the PNB needs to do is to delegate something to the personnel committee to do. Okay, so I'm trying to get Catherine on the line right now to give the programming committee report. So in the meantime, Alex, could you give the strategic planning? Thank you, Jan. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I can, but I cannot possibly do it in 2 minutes. I'm going to need at least 5 minutes or so, if that's okay.
Could you do 3 minutes?
I don't think so, but I'll do what I can.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I said,
I'm sorry, timekeeper. Madam Chair, you're in charge. Yeah.
3 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, before the meeting started, I sent out what I call the blueprint of the work of the Strategic Planning Committee, and it was the earliest document we based our work on. Some of the material in there might be a little bit dated, but essentially what we did was, and this happened shortly around the time when we secured the loan and realized that we would not have to go the bankruptcy route, then the obvious question was, what next? How do we get out? How do we pay our debts? How do we get back into a mode where we could be successful and we could realize the potentials of Pacifica? So that's when we created the Strategic Planning Committee, and the blueprint tried to divide up the work that we were going to do into short-term goals, medium-term goals, and long-term goals. And we also approached the question of strategic planning not simply as a financial issue, but we try to approach it holistically as involving the content of what we provide, namely our broadcast programming, the governance structure of Pacifica, and the technology that we employ. And finally, the purpose, what it is we're about. And we had discussions about all of those before we set out any concrete goals. Anyway, I'm not going to read that whole document, but I can sum up what I think the main goals were that came out of that document. And this is in no particular order, and I'm mixing up short-term and long-term goals here. Okay, number one, getting WBI out of Empire State into Fort Times Square. That was a very critical issue about the time we got the loan, because we had a very quick deadline approaching to get out of there, or we pay a huge penalty. Number two, getting the audits done. Number three, restoration of CPB funding. Number four, hiring a professional accounting firm to do the bulk of our finances. Number five, hiring a professional executive director and CFO. Six, clearing up Pacifica's financial profile so that we are no longer looked on as a poor lender. Seven, getting the 2018 elections done. Eight, paying off the money owed on pension funds. Nine, paying off the loan and removing the liens on our property. 10, significant increase in listeners through radical change in programming content. 11, launching of national programming. 12, hiring a national development director. 13, restructuring our governance structure. 14, diversify revenue streams, and that involved things like hiring a development director, exploring underwriting, as well as major donors as an alternative revenue stream. 15,
30.
Integrating broadcast radio with new media technology. 16, writing of a comprehensive integrated recovery plan and monitoring its progress. And that were our goals. Here's what we actually did. This is what the Strategic Planning Committee actually did in the past year.
There
was an initiative on national programming and a national programming director that was approved by the Pacifica National Board. There was an initiative on affiliates becoming a separate business unit that was approved by the National Board, and it was subsequently amended to be a separate department of the National Office with its own budget. There was a very good discussion on the purpose of Pacifica. There was the writing of a survey that would enable us to understand what PNB directors had in common as a vision of Pacifica and where there were differences. There was a discussion that we began on bylaws amendments to make Pacifica's governance structure more functional. There was a discussion of a financial recovery plan. There was a discussion of more diversified revenue streams, including corporate-free underwriting. There was a discussion of best practices with greater public. And finally, that was what we did. And what I'm going to be sending out this report, and at the end of it, I want everyone to rate us on those goals. How did we do, in other words? And there were 15 or I think 16 items that I listed as our initial goals. I would like every director to mark us, tell us how we did toward our goals, and what were the obstacles, and what could have been done better, and so on. So I'll be sending that out to the board members in a few minutes. Thank you.
Timekeeper, Madam Chair.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Yes, Mansoor. Thank you.
So we gone over 2.5 minutes on the 10 minutes. So maybe may I suggest to extend for 5 more minutes?
Okay. That'd be great. Is there a second? I've got Catherine on the phone.
Second.
Any objections? Okay, thank you. Is there any objections? Okay, we're extended for 5 minutes. Good evening, Catherine. Are you there? Can you hear us?
Oh, sorry, I was muted. I was just saying good evening and hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, so I asked Catherine to give a report of the programming committee to the new board. Catherine is the chair of the programming committee. Go ahead, Catherine. We've been giving everyone a minute and a half, but if you go over, you know, just let you know when you've had a minute and a half. Try to keep it, because we're trying to keep it.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay.
Okay, so the programming committee started a bit late, but we made up for it in the quantity of discussion and work that we did do, at least in my opinion. But as I start, I also wanted to thank the ED Maxie Jackson for participating in the programming committee. I don't think I've ever seen that level of participation and engagement. So if, I don't know if you're on the call, Maxie, but thank you.
I am, and so, thank you.
Very good, because we had a lot of discussions, and it was really helpful to have that practical voice, because I think sometimes we can get very visionary, and it's not always practical. We passed 12 motions. Not all of them were engaged by the PMB, but they were broadcast disclaimer cards, evaluation policies, looking at CUMS ratings, Nielsen ratings. We talked about video streaming, staff skills survey, annual radio arts conference, collaborations with journalism schools, hybridization or social media integration, and we did a motion on free speech and cultural programming. And I won't go through all the motions that we spoke about, but the general idea of the programming committee has been to enhance the national collaboration of programming and move into internet programming and social media. And our biggest discussion now is really creating an online presence for the network, the affiliates, and the the archives, so that we can have one place people can go to hear audio online, as well as providing a platform for those producers that may be displaced from on-air programming, and create an environment which we could invite and have access to a much younger audience. So that's the general discussion that it has been going on towards the end of this session. Did I go over?
A little bit, but I really appreciate you being willing to come on. You can go back to your normal life again, if you like. You can.
Well, yes, I'll do that. I am working, but we are as a group preparing a collaborative presentation that we'll be sending to the PNB to outline what we've accomplished, and the new programming committee, when it's established, can look at it, see if they want to take up any of those things or move on to their own ideas. It's always up to the committee that is in session. So thank you for having
me. Perfect. Okay. Great. Okay. Thanks so much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.